You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy, our partnership with Concentrate Media, an online-only news publication focusing primarily on the positive news in our community. And we're joined by Sarah Rigg, project manager for On the Ground Ipsy. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Most every week, Sarah writes a different story about the Ypsilanti community, then brings someone here to WEMU to tell us about that and talk a little bit more about what we're focusing on this week. And who have you brought with you today, Sarah?
I've brought with me Tim Wilson, who is one of the co-founders of a nonprofit called Washtenaw Promise.
Hi, Tim. Welcome.
Hello, Lisa.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us, first of all, what is Washtenaw Promise?
Well, Lisa, Washtenaw Promise began about 2 years ago. My partner, Bob Ufer, and I started an organization to focus on the needs of early childhood education in Ypsilanti, recognizing that there was a tremendous need with kids and families that are struggling, primarily as a result of poverty and many other factors that contribute. And we are supporting preschools, preschool education, early childhood education and development from 0 to 4, actually.
Sarah, who did you visit or what did you do to cover the stories?
I went to Washtenaw Promise's office, which is inside Chapel Business Center. It's the former Chapel Elementary School that has now got a bunch of little small businesses and nonprofits in it. And I spoke with Tim and his co-founder, Bob, and we also talked to several people involved in early childhood education, whether it's a daycare or a preschool program, about why they chose to partner with Washtenaw Promise, so sort of get it from the perspective of the people who are working directly with the children.
And Tim, where'd you get the idea from? You're a former educator yourself?
Yes. At least I've been an educator for most of my life, it seems. 35 years in K through 8 education. Also spent a little bit of time in the high schools, but also a school administrator. So I've really been kind of in many different roles and worn many hats. But one thing has become clear to me throughout my lifetime, and that is that early childhood education is much more critical time for early development, educational development, than most people tend to think about it. We have a crisis in early childhood education in this country in that we have many more families that are working, both parents or a single parent, with a great need for child care. And in districts particularly like Ypsilanti and many others in our state and country that have a high degree of poverty, early education becomes a very critical part of early development.
How early? Are you talking pre-K or kindergarten?
Yeah, we're talking pre-K.
Pre-K.
We're talking brain development that occurs from almost from birth, that is very critical for the future of almost every human being on our planet. And if we look back to our own early development, all of us in this room, I think we'd find some pretty healthy conditions, situations that we grew up with. And that's true with an awful lot of people in our world, but many people struggle in lots of different ways in those first few years. And we are seeing the results of that in our schools and lots of places around the country, lots of industries and businesses that are trying to find people who have a successful education, a successful social and emotional life.
What kind of services and support does Washtenaw Promise provide for Ypsilanti school students?
Well, we work primarily with preschools, and we have a number of schools in our partnership, probably 10 schools right now. We provide mentors to those schools, which are adults who come in and work for a couple of 3 hours a week at least, and focus on usually on one child or two children in the classroom that could use some support, mostly social and emotional support. And oftentimes it's just having the presence of an adult who cares. In the classrooms that we work in, of course, there are usually two teachers, and they, of course, care deeply. They are saints. The early childhood education people are doing tremendous work under a very difficult situation. And we add a third person to that classroom whenever we can to support kids who are in need.
Is that the mentor program that you talk about?
That's the mentoring program. We
yeah.
call it the Big Friends program, yes.
Big Friends.
That's right.
Are you striving to help older students, too, or are you still going to stay focused on
We do a number of things to help older students. We support a lot of STEM education in Ypsilanti. We have funded the development of robotics programs in the district and have helped train teachers to implement those robotics programs. And we do other programs as well, but most of our work is with early childhood.
Did you help support the Grizzly Robotics Program at Ypsilanti High School?
We did. The Grizzly Robotics Program, as you might know, was in large part founded by a fellow by the name of Scott Heister, who founded the STEM Middle College in Ypsilanti. Scott's a member of our governing board, and we have joined together with him on several different projects. But yes, we are very much behind the work that he began in many ways, along with a lot of others. and now continues with folks like Dan Shunk at the high school and many, many others who are supporting Grizzly Robotics in the district.
Where do you get your funding from?
We get our funding from private individuals. We are not asking foundations and corporations in Ypsilanti for funding. In fact, I made a pledge when I came to this district that said we will not compete for funding with funds that are already designated for Michigan, for Ypsilanti businesses or corporations or nonprofits. So we solicited individuals from outside the community who have been generous enough to give us some operating room for several years, and we are lucky in that way.
Sarah, what else will we read in your article this week about this?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you get a chance to see what people in daycare programs and preschools actually think about Washtenaw Promise, what the benefits are from them. One of the people quoted in the story said that Washtenaw Promise gave them room to breathe because in a typical educator's day, there are not very many minutes where you can have a casual conversation with a parent about a challenge, a behavior challenge they're having with a kid. But Washtenaw Promise gives educators a little breathing room so they can go beyond just providing the basics, you know, survival type, you know, things in the classroom and can do a little bit more enrichment than they would otherwise be able to do. And the other thing that I found out, which I thought was great, is that the people that they're working with, you know, unanimously say, you know, they're not coming in just to, you know, from outside the community to be our savior. They're really working with us. The mentorship goes both ways. They've been mentored by people who have already been working in the Ypsilanti community. So it goes both ways.
I think I saw you mention partnerships in your story about it.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Tim. How important are partnerships to your organization?
Lisa, I think partnerships are everything. What I mean by that is that this job that we all have as a culture of helping our youngest citizens gain what they need to be successful, to prepare them properly for the schooling systems that we've designed, are really dependent on not only the school systems themselves, but a myriad of partnerships with the community. There are a number of community organizations in Washtenaw County, as I'm sure you know, that provide support to all kinds of people in all walks of life. We have hundreds and hundreds of organizations. In fact, I heard the other day that about 10% of the workforce is working in nonprofits. So there are a number of different organizations that work, even in early childhood. There are some tremendous efforts going on. But working in partnerships means that we can combine our strengths, combine our resources and our talents, and bear down on this issue in ways that have not been done in the past. Now, that's not to say there hasn't been progress made. There's been tremendous progress in many areas. But the fact of the matter is that we've not brought this to scale yet to serve the kids who really need to be served in the numbers that need to be served. So partnerships are everything. And in Ypsilanti, one of the most impressive things for me personally has been the openness and acceptance and willingness on everyone's part I've met to work in partnerships. They're already working in partnerships in many, many cases. But to say, here's a new partner, would you like to work with him? I've never heard anyone say anything other than, of course we would. And we'd love to team together to do whatever you'd like to do, as long as it aligns with our mission. And we find that the missions do align in many ways as we help the youngest citizens of our community.
Tell us about some of your success stories. What are the payoffs and what is encouraging you to keep this going?
Yeah. Well, with the preschools in particular, there is a lot of stress. The preschools, as I mentioned a minute ago, are in some kind of crisis, I would say. And this is not just Ypsilanti. This is across the country. We have a lot of difficulties in preschool education. Preschool teachers are paid far less than they should be paid, paid less than the counterparts in elementary education and certainly higher education. They are undervalued in many cases. Preschool itself is undervalued by many people, not understanding the critical nature of brain development and the importance of early education for young children. So we've had great success with preschools saying to us, we'd love some help. As Sarah was saying earlier, we are able to go to teachers and say, we can come into your classrooms, we can help you with some things going on there. We've also developed a teacher wellness program, much because of the input from teachers and administrators. We've designed things that we think they need after hearing from them what they need. And they've been very receptive to that. We brought in some other programs that already exist in the community, but have focused them on preschools, which they've been very happy to have. So we've got about 10 schools right now who are all saying to us pretty much the same thing. Thank you for all the support you can give us, and we'll be glad to sit down with you and tell you more about our needs. In the meantime, we're also trying to partner with the people who are already providing some of that support for preschools. And we're finding a similar kind of reception, as I said earlier, that they're saying to us, come join us. We need more people. We need more resources. We need more of us to bring this to scale.
Tim Wilson, co-founder of Washington All Promise. You'll read more about that in Sarah Riggs' article this week for On the Ground IPSY. Thank you both for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.